Oh, it's very tragic and very long-lasting. That's what we forget, is the effects that it has on the family, the effects that it has on a community in whole.
State Police Captain Stephen Grapp. Conway was initially pulled over by a trooper along Main Street near Harris Hill Road in the town of Clarence.
A trooper was on patrol and observed a motorcyclist westbound on Main Street in the town of Clarence, and it appeared that the individual did not have a rear license plate on the motorcycle. Traffic stop was initiated, at which time the motorcyclist initially complied, pulled over to the side of the road. However, when the trooper exited the vehicle, the motorcyclist fled at a high rate of speed, continuing west on Main Street.
The impact was so violent, the motorcycle burst into flames after striking an oncoming BMW. The driver of that vehicle was not hurt, but described as very shaken. State police said they could not speculate why the teen fled. The crash left a large debris field with a substantial amount of witnesses to the crash. Conway was a senior at Clarence High School, just weeks away from graduating.
Completely shocked. You never go into work and the school thinking that you're going to lose one of your students.
Principal Kenneth Smith issued a letter to school families addressing the tragedy. Smith tells WBFO News Conway was a well-liked student.
He had relationships with students. He had good relationships with faculty and staff. He was a good school citizen, so I mean, it definitely impacts the entire school community.
Smith said he had no information on if Conway routinely rode the motorcycle to school. Conway was enlisted to serve in the Marine Corps after graduating. A crisis team was put into action at the high school. Counselors will be on hand at the school this week, helping grieving students. Flags at the school were placed at half staff in honor of Conway. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.